Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
I have some simple remedies for eczema to discuss with you today. You know, skin conditions, psoriasis, eczema, etc., very common questions that I get. And I'm not going to lie to you. Dermatology is not my specialty. You know, you had to go through a little bit of it in medical school. You know, I learned enough to take care of skin conditions in a general practice office. It's really not that hard. If it's wet, dry it. And if it's dry, wet it. And I'm laughing, but it works. It's true for the most part. I remember this in medical school. What made it so hard, dermatology, was, you know, skin conditions. It was funny when you take tests on board exams, you know, you would see pictures of a skin condition and they would ask you to name it. And it was so clear what it was. I mean, it was like the best example of, you know, that disease, that skin disease. But I discovered when I got out into the real world that that's not how they looked. Everything looked the same to me. That was the problem. And so dermatology is not my specialty, but I need to probably do a better job of answering questions about it because it's so common. So I was encouraged. A friend of mine, she is a retired life extension health advisor. Her name is Gail Allen. She has suffered with psoriasis all of her life, and she's done a lot of her own research looking into all types of skin conditions, not just what she has. And she introduced me to a really interesting site. It's wellnessmama.com. It's a great site because it has a lot of good information, but it's written in a very, you know, simple language for the layperson. It's written for moms, basically taking care of kids. And I came across their simple remedies for eczema, and I wanted to share that with you because it really is pretty straightforward. And so I would like to share what wellnessmama.com talks about with eczema. Before I do that, though, you know, eczema is not one condition. And I think that's where it gets confusing for people. Eczema is actually a collection of skin disorders. Officially, eczema simply means dermatitis. That's what it means. It's inflamed skin. It could be raised. It can be plaque-like. It can be in circles. It can be weeping. It can be dry. I mean, eczema is just dermatitis from any sort of issue. If it's allergy-linked, especially if somebody has other types of allergies, which is the most common form of eczema, like someone with asthma has a skin issue, it's called atopic dermatitis or atopic eczema. So it's really just a word that represents a group of medical skin conditions. So the first thing that I think we need to discuss, if you're dealing with eczema, it happens in kids mostly. Most people do outgrow it, but there's about anywhere between 3 to 5% of the adult population in this country that has bouts off and on of eczema, and it's so important to talk about diet. What we're putting into our systems. What I refer to as the sick food chain is really causing, I think, a lot of problems. You know, we can talk about simple remedies for eczema, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But you know, if you aren't also focusing on what you're eating, drinking, you know, what you're putting into your system, a lot of these remedies really just don't work. I mean, we have to get to the underlying problem. So if it's an allergy, you have to look at the allergy. But regardless of what that trigger is for you, diet plays such a major role. As a matter of fact, this came from the wellnessmama.com site. It says you can't out-supplement a bad diet. I think that's awesome. You can't out-supplement a bad diet. So the main diet that, you know, people with eczema have tried that seems to work is known as the GAPS diet, G-A-P-S. It stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome Diet. It's an intensive nutritional program that really is all focused on healing the gut lining. So a lot of research is pointing towards the gut you know, the lining, the cells that line the gut as culprits in a lot of these autoimmune disorders that we're seeing, these skin conditions like eczema that we're seeing. So the GAPS diet is really focused on healing the gut. So, you know, it involves, and first of all, it's not an easy diet. So I encourage you, if you have eczema, go check it out. Just Google, you can go to wellnessmama.com, or you can just Google GAPS diet, G-A-P-S diet, and you'll see it's pretty extensive. It comes in stages, and compliance is not always easy, I think, with it. But for those people who do stick with the GAPS diet, they do very well. They're able to control their eczema, often, you know, reducing the episodes, the flare-up in the skin, upwards of 50, 70, even 80% reduction in the number of times these skin conditions occur. You know, it focuses on healing foods. Bone broth is a part of the recipes. Obviously, healthy fats. Trying to avoid gluten and other dairy products as much as possible. All of the artificial stuff, the food dyes, the process ingredients. So check that out. That's called the GAPS diet. But what are some of the remedies that wellnessmama.com talks about that helps with the skin? First of all, coconut oil. That's a simple remedy. A thin layer of coconut oil or a coconut oil lotion bar can help to soothe the itching and the pain of eczema. And I know some people do a lot of oat baths, but apparently many people with eczema will tell you the coconut oil works better than oats. Also, for if your eczema is wet and oozing, you can try something called sea spray. This is where you take salt and magnesium and water, so some salt. You can crush up maybe like a magnesium tablet or put a magnesium powder. Magnesium powders are available right off the shelf. You kind of mix that up and you just spray it right on your skin. That can be very helpful. Again, it helps the redness, the itching, but it helps to dry it out as well. The salt will draw out a lot of that extra moisture. So sea spray, salt and magnesium. You just make it up yourself. This is one that you actually take. So coconut oil and sea spray can be placed, you know, right directly on the skin. But a supplement in a soft gel form is fermented cod liver oil. Now, I think a lot of older listeners may be more familiar with cod liver oil, right? That was a very common supplement in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s. It's loaded with a lot of the fat-soluble vitamins, the healthy fats, obviously. Now, the fermented form of this does seem to be important because fermented foods are really good for healing the lining of the gut. So it's not just regular cod liver, it's fermented cod liver oil. I got to imagine it's probably very strong in its taste and smell, but it apparently is just really good at easing skin inflammation and probably because it's really healing the gut. So that's fermented cod liver oil. Magnesium baths. Now, there's a caveat here, and this one I do know. A lot of times when it comes to skin conditions, not everybody does well soaking in water, especially if it's already kind of a drier type of eczema. That water can dry it out even more. So you have to kind of know what works for you. But for some, magnesium baths is very soothing. You can take, traditionally Epsom salts have some magnesium, but you probably want to add a little bit of what are called magnesium flakes to it, magnesium flakes. And that helps just with relieving the itchiness. So usually it's a combination of doing something like an oral product, like the fermented cod liver, with something like a magnesium bath, if you can take the water. Don't forget about probiotics. I mean, that's a foundational supplement for healing the gut. So there's some simple remedies for helping you with eczema. Give them a try. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.